Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to this Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company, and I also have the company here in the studio with me live, Mrs. Betty Hutton. I'd like you to meet Betty. I just met her last week myself for the first time, and she's a very interesting character. So, Betty, could you explain a wee bit to our listeners some of your background? They maybe know you.
I hope they do. Thanks, Alec. I was born in Saltcoats, Christie Gardens, and I went to the academy, Ardrossan Academy, and then I was in the Ardrossan Saltcoats Players, and Jameson Clark was the producer, so I'm not giving you my age. Any more information? I've been the last 31 years in Argyll, a place called Inverneil, near Ardrishaig, 5 miles from Loch Kilphead, where my husband and I had a very lovely life. Unfortunately, Gordon Hutton, my husband, died just over a year ago. So I've come to Ardrossan, back to my roots, folks, next door to my daughter, which is lovely.
So it's nice to have a local back home, but it's a shame about the circumstances, I appreciate. You're quite a big fancy house. You want to tell me about your TV experience?
Oh, we'll put a plug in for that. Aled Jones and I, oh dear, he was the presenter.
What was the TV programme again?
Yes, it was called Escape to the Country.
Right.
Where that was 4 years ago, still hasn't sold, but we're very hopeful. So it would be really nice to be free to just be an Ardrossan person instead of having to go back up. Although I love to go up with the local drama, this Scottish community drama, and I was able to give out the prizes, the cups, to my former team, Loch Kilphead Drama Group.
You've always been quite interested in amateur dramatics, haven't you?
Oh, I'm always acting it, Alex.
And that's partly why we've got you here tonight.
Oh, right.
Tonight we're going to be thinking on the subject of stealing, because you had a bad experience a wee while ago in that. Can you tell us about what happened to you?
Yes, well, it's a difficult one in that it was my daughter who had her bag stolen very expertly, if that's the word, from Costa Coffee in the Central Station. I was a group of ladies and we were going to the theatre and we were completely unaware of the thief. So Laura's bag was taken. How, I don't know. But I felt God knows who stole it and he's the one who will deal with them. So it took a great burden off me to actually write a wee story from the thief's point of view, which is a bit strange, I know, but let's hope that God will convict.
Well, in a moment you're going to read that story, but just before we read the story, let's pause for our first piece of music tonight. And we've got Kenny Rogers singing Desperado, for obvious reasons.
Uh-huh.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but you got your reasons. The things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you call on the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll meet you if she's able. The Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you always want the things you can't get. Desperado, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. Freedom, oh freedom, is just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world of.
You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, Alec Noble, in conversation with Betty Hutton. You were saying a moment ago, Betty, that you had this bad experience of being in the Costa Cafe and your daughter's bag got stolen, and you were quite upset about that, but you decided to handle your upset at the stealing by writing, and you've brought what you've written into the studio here. Can you explain why you put your feelings into writing?
Yes, well, I think you reminded me, Alec, that the pen is mightier than the sword. So any anger I had was allowed to come out in the writing. My homework from Writer's Cramp, the group that I go to, in the library in Saulcoats.
This is a writer's group for the three towns.
It is,
to help
yes.
people write poetry and prose, creative writing.
It is, it's creative writing. In fact, people come from all over, really, all over Ayrshire, and we have a great time. So instead of writing a good day out, which was the homework, I turned it to, from the thief's point of view, a good day out.
I understand. Would you like to read it now, then?
Certainly.
Right.
A good day out. Aye, it was going to be a good day out. Out of prison, in my case. Oh, dear, in my case. That's what the judge had said when he hadn't enough evidence to give me a longer sentence. Silly idiot. And the whole gang of us got away with it for years. I knew the boys are waiting for me with the van, a great wee bit of transport, as they put it. We'll have a great day out. All except wee Jimmy. You see, he got caught. But he'll no grass, because you see, he funned Jesus. Aye, he did. He was seemingly lying in the gutter after he had failed to get on the getaway van, and he says, God help me. They say that's the shortest prayer. Well, anyway, he said it, and he did, aye, he did. He saw Jesus, so he says. And Jesus says, well, Jimmy, he says, giving him his last chance. Is it the bottle or the Bible? Well, this is what he told me, Sal. And ye ken, he hasn't touched the juice since. And he wasn't that long in the jail either till he started reading they wee Bibles that the Gideons put in the cells. And they come and they talk to ye. But see me, I was for having nane of it. I mean, I'm no daft. You'll no get me believing all that garbage about the Son of God dying for our sins, and we're supposed to believe that when he went to be with God the Father, he left his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, with us on earth. Every one of us. And wee Jimmy believes this. And he'll no grass, because he thinks that the Holy Spirit will convict us. Oh, there's another word, convict. I thought it was the judge that convicts ye and makes ye a convict. Oh, dear, oh, the puns are coming at me today, and I'm supposed to be having a good day out. Wee Jimmy, he says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're supposed to be glad and no break any of the rules, commandments, he called them. Ken, he gave up the stealing first, because he says the Lord's going to supply all our needs. Imagine believing that. Aye, he says no your wants, but all your needs. So I'll say this for the Holy Spirit. He supplied wee Jimmy's needs, nae bother. Ken, even afore he got out the jail, folk kept bringing him things that he needed. He says God, or the boss, sometimes he calls him the boss. The boss puts you in touch with the right folk at the right time. And another thing, he doesn't have to wait. He says he's got a direct line, he calls it, and can talk to the boss any time, quicker than on WWW. Och, aye, Jimmy says, no need to wait for an appointment like these shrinks and the doctors and all that. He just prays and it's done. Oh, well, enough of that garbage. I've just heard from the boys with the van that a woman with a real good tan, none of your fake bake, she must just have come back from one of their cruises and was spotted by the gang, and they tell me it would be easy peasy to separate her for her Gucci bag. So what I noticed was, after she bought the expensive gourmet sandwiches, she heads out to yon cost a fortune for your coffee place in Central Station, where she starts kissing all her rich friends before they even got into the place. Now, it would have been nae bother to just grab the bag there and then, but I thought, no, I'll let her pay for the cappuccinos first. Then, while they're discussing their sex life, it'll be a doddle, like the boys tell me. Do you ken what I'm going to tell you? It was the easiest job I've ever done. I didn't even have to hurry. She maybe even hasn't missed it yet. Well, here I am, looking quite the thing. You see, she put her posh bag in the carrier with the gourmet pieces and things. So I gets the whole lot. But here I sees the van at the end of Boddle Street. Big Arthur's hanging out the back. Well, what could I do? I gets the designer bag out and I chucks it into him. And off goes the van without me. Guess what? I hears the police, the siren, and I sees them making chase.
Well, I tell you this, I must have said on the direct line, God help me, 'cause in the carrier I was left with was the gourmet pieces and a very posh wee Gindian Bible book, marked and underlined, Ephesians 4 verse 28, he who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his hands, and that he may have something to share with those in need. By God, the gourmet sandwiches are rare. I've been saved in more ways than one. Wait till I tell wee Jimmy that I've been set free forever.
That was brilliant, Betty. Thank you very much for that. And in the same spirit, we're going to hear a song by Tracy Chapman about the thief wanting mountains of things.
Wanted, I guess I'd never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. I'll revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of thanks. Sweet lazy life, champagne and caviar. Hope you come and find me, 'cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life know what the money's worth. Those whose sole misfortune is having mountains on nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Consume more than you need. This is a dream to make you papa or make you queen. Won't die lonely, have it all prearranged. A grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of thanks. They tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Mostly I feel low, lonely. It's gonna take all my mountains of thanks to surround me. Keep all my enemies away. Keep my sadness and loneliness at bay.
I loved your reading, Betty, written from the thief's point of view. And the reason we had this piece of music is Tracy Chapman singing about a person who thinks happiness will be found in getting mountains of things. And the thief thinks that if I steal it, I'll be richer. But we as Christians would like to argue the opposite case, that if you steal, you'll be that bit the poorer.
Indeed.
Have you had other experiences of stealing in your life? When you think of stealing, you know, what comes into your mind? They're stealing the handbag is the obvious case. But I'm thinking in my own experience, I've had my house broken into 19 times.
My goodness.
Not in Ayrshire, I should add.
Oh, I'm very glad, very glad.
Mostly on the East Coast, but never mind. I can think also of the time I was, well, they attempted to pickpocket a man who's an Aberdonian. That's a very difficult
impossible.
Task.
Impossible.
Yeah. So I was on the underground in Madrid, and on the way to visit the tourist site, this guy pickpocketed me, but I caught his hand in my pocket. I managed to stop him stealing, but I now had my hand on the hand of the thief, and we were mid-station. We still had a bit of a journey to go.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you say to a man if you can't speak Spanish and he doesn't speak English and you've caught him in mid-act? And then on the way back from the tourist site, the same thing happened. Twice in the one afternoon, attempted to be pickpocketed. But as an Aberdonian, I managed to save the money both times.
Good, good for you.
Can you think of other types of stealing?
Well, I've witnessed my husband got out the cine camera in those days and started to film what I knew was a thief and an accomplice, and that was in Palma, Mallorca. Uh-huh. You could see them working together, so the camera soon put them off. And in that very city, when we got back to Santa Ponsa, the German in the next apartment, he said, "Oh, there's my son-in-law down there at the pool. I must go and see." And seemingly his dear wife, they were elderly people, she had held on to the bag in Palma and was taken down, arm broken.
Dear.
And it was just terrible. So it's all over the world.
It takes all shapes and forms.
It does.
My favourite story of stealing, if you pardon the expression, is my dad got the television stolen while he was watching it.
And is he Aberdonian?
Yeah, he is as well. Even worse. He was in Glasgow in the YMCA at the time, in the television room with eight people. And they were watching the TV when two workmen came in with their overalls, switched it off, put it on a trolley and took it out. Everybody thought they've come in to fix it, and then it suddenly dawned on somebody, but it wasn't broken, we've been watching it. So they rushed out to get them, and by then it was too late. So they had the bare-faced cheek just to walk in, unplug it and take it away in front of people, and they got away with it.
That is incredible.
So anyway, here's another song about another kind of stealing. See, you can steal time as well as money, and there's all kinds of stealing. Here's one where you steal somebody's reputation.
Maybe they can live without her. It used to be her time.
That's a song about stealing somebody's reputation. We're thinking about stealing. We've discussed some of the different types of theft. But let's get to the nitty-gritty. What is the sin in stealing? It is wrong. Why is it wrong? What would you say, Betty?
Well, just right back to the good book. We're commanded not to steal.
You're meaning the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, yes.
But if I push that, what is wrong? I mean, if you say, I'm not a Christian, so I don't go by those Ten Commandments, I'm okay then.
Ah. Oh, you find, I would think, that your conscience doesn't give you peace from a wee bairn doing it.
Unless you get hardened to the job.
Oh.
I'm sure there are some thieves out there who manage to sleep at night.
Well, maybe they're working for the wrong person, I think, and he doesn't give us peace. The enemy just encourages us to want more and more and, if necessary, steal. Why not? That's his motive, I guess. But to get peace and to be rich in life itself, we follow the Ten Commandments.
Well, what I'm picking up from what you're saying is that it impoverishes yourself.
Indeed.
You become a thief. You become a lesser human being. You live with a bad conscience. You either have a bad conscience or you train it to be quiet, but you've lost your conscience then. And it's the impoverishment of the individual who is the thief. It's the impoverishment of the other people. You take stuff from them. You wouldn't like it if they did it to you. The golden rule, do
That's
to
right.
others. And it also, God is watching. If you knew God was watching, would you throw the brick through the jeweller's window for the diamond necklace, you know? CCTV puts people off. They forget God is watching. And it's not so much breaking God's rules, it's breaking God's heart. I'm reminded of the story in the Bible of Jesus meeting Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, who are never very popular. He was a tax collector for the Romans, even more unpopular, and he was a cheating tax collector. The arrangement was he could raise as much money as he liked from the public. The Romans demanded so much, but he could keep the rest. So he was fleecing his own people to give money to the others, you know. So when it comes to stealing, here's Jesus meeting a thief, and it changed his life. This is Jamie Stewart reading it in the Glasgow Bible, followed by Alistair MacDonald singing about it.
When Jesus went on into Jericho, there was this man called Zacchaeus. He was the head tax man for the district, and so was quite rich. In fact, he was really loaded. But though he had plenty of money, he wasn't what you might call happy and was dead keen to meet this Jesus he'd heard about. Zacchaeus, being a wee man, can't get near on account of the great crowd of folk surrounding Jesus. So he decides to climb up a sycamore tree beside the road to watch. When Jesus eventually comes along, he spies Zacchaeus. Looking up, he shouts, "Hey there, wee man! Come down, will you? I've decided to invite myself to your house for a meal this afternoon." To say that wee Zacchaeus was fair chuffed is putting it mildly. The rest of the folk, by the way, weren't they very pleased that Jesus was going to eat with a man they caught a crook. But already, Zacchaeus is a changed man. He says to Jesus, "Lord, see me. I'm going to give half of my money to the poor, and I'll promise to look after all the folk that have cheated so well." Jesus turned round to the dumbfounded crowd and tell them to hod their wheesht. "This man was a sinner," he said. "He's found peace at last."
Who's the key? His was a dirty wee man, aye, a dirty wee man was he. And he climbed into a sycamore tree, for he wanted the Lord to see. And as Lord Jesus passed that way, he looked into the tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down from there, for I'm going to your house for tea." Now Zacchaeus was a changed wee man when he came down from that tree. So never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you.
you and me. I never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can pay it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can pay it for you and me. Knew when we Zacchaeus come down for the Jew, just as happy as a bloke could be. He gave it money to the poor, saying, I'm a better man, you'll see. Cause I robbed the folk and it made me rich, but I'm finished when you've got to see. I was ever brash for collecting cash, but the Lord has set me free. So never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there to set us free. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. I'll never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Aye, if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me.
Well, time's run out on us, Betty, but I'd just like to thank you very much for coming in and sharing both your experience and your reading. It was a lovely reading. And I hope the listener will have learned a wee bit about the topic of stealing from our first-hand experiences.
Pleasure.
So may God bless you, and thanks for coming. I'll leave you now with Ian White singing Who Is My Neighbour?
Who is my neighbor? So the man asked the question. Listen to the answer that Jesus replied. A man went on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was hit by the muggers and left on the road to die. Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care from me.
He's the one who needs care from me.
Along came a minister, saying, I'm in a hurry. And he didn't even worry, but he passed on the other side. Along came a Levite. He was one of the chosen, but his mercy was frozen, and he passed on the other side. Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care from me.
He's the one who needs care from me.
Along came a Samaritan. Now he never was a bad man, he just wasn't their kind. He came from the other side, and he came to the wounded, and he showed him compassion, and he dressed him and cleaned him by the roadside. And he took him to a hotel, saying, care for the stranger. Paid his own money before he went on his way. Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care from me.
He's the one who needs care from me.
Am I a good neighbor? Am I too much in a hurry? Care for the stranger. Do I pass on the other side? Am I a good neighbor? Am I too much in a hurry to care for the stranger? Do I pass on the other side? Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who care for me.
He's the one.